This is Eileen Miles with your Brave movie review for Thursday, December 17th. Those of us old enough to remember songs like Sun City and rapper KRS-One's Mandela's Not Free can deeply appreciate the progress of South Africa depicted in the new film Invictus. Those unaware of the sting of apartheid, which only ended a scant 15 years ago, can still dig the story of a man, sports, and perseverance in the name of God and country. Teaming up with director Clint Eastwood for a third and very charming time, Morgan Freeman is luminous on screen as President Nelson Mandela, the man who for so many represents freedom, faith, and forward progress in South Africa and beyond. Freeman's performance is measured and warm, a welcome look at the humor and wit of a figure so many associate with the fall of a despicable period in history. This doesn't mean that Eastwood gives us more than a glimpse into the personal story of Mandela. Though his political savvy and sensitive, generous nature are consistently on display, details of his private family woes and other such matters are only briefly hinted at. Invictus is about the unifying power of sports, in this case, the rough and gritty sport of rugby. Matt Damon again proves his ability to almost seamlessly transform himself into character, complete with a spot-on Afrikaans accent, as rugby captain Francois Pienaar, the man on whom President Mandela rested his hopes of bringing his divided nation together via the 1995 World Cup. Thankfully, Eastwood spares us the routine standard method of showing the audience that white South Africans beat, killed, and otherwise mistreated their black brethren in the legally separate and woefully unequal way of life that was apartheid. We need not endure scenes filled with violence or bloody conflicts in order to understand the racially charged realities that Mandela inherited as its first president of color. Think Obama without the 27 years of false imprisonment and unspeakable abuse. What we are treated to is the immediate transformative effect that Mandela's policies and statesmanship had on those around him. As one of his white security officers notes, with him, no one is invisible. Invictus is in theaters now. Catch a matinee as it runs a tad bit long. This has been Aline Miles with your Brave movie review.